highest indicator, as you will receive your highest orchestration. We're going beyond our normal consensus. So our normal consensus is just like a very constricted, limited concept of ourself. It's just like, you know, putting a pet or a small child, like, just stay in this little area so I can keep my eye on you. And so what we've done is we've really blocked our light. We've really blocked our heavenly vision. And so it's like that ball and chain, that limitation that drives us, where we keep creating because we want to remember we are the I am. And so we keep creating out of a very small, limited perceptional value. In other words, our perception of self. So as we will go abroad, as we will exchange this for that, meaning our old derivative, our old like very small slice of all that is, and we will exchange this and that for this for that. So in other words, we're dropping our old lifestyle. Now this is very, very important, because a lot of us come to these programs or these channelings or our guidance sessions with our higher self, and we ask to be included. In other words, we ask for blessings on what is already established. So please make my very small limited concept of myself feel better or be more attractive or whatever it is within this very small vicinity. And so what we're receiving is an upgrade of occurrence. Now, when I said upgrade of occurrence, there was a flash, there was light, there was promotion. So just imagine like popcorn popping, you know, in the movie theater or whatever. It's like, it keeps coming, it keeps coming, it keeps coming. It's not like one kernel plop. It's like effervescent or bubblies of champagne or anything where, when I say that, I just have all of this light. So, and it's like, it's tingling, it's vibrating, it's in motion. And so we want to feel that in motion and allow that to permit us to soar, allow that to permit us to extend, allow that to permit us to move beyond. So remember, we started at one branch and they're like, if you want to bring this forth, you're going to have to find the higher branch. So that's what we're doing. That's what we're allowing. That's what we're performing. We're performing miracles of consciousness. In other words, we're growing in ascension. We're growing in light. We're growing in our true entitlement. So we've outgrown our old placement. So imagine where you live, imagine what you wear, imagine your job, your relationships, your health, whatever it is that has been impoverished. It came impoverished. It came to your awareness, your foresight, as a signaling of a symptom of disallow, like disenfranchisement, where you have denied the self. And so because you're growing in power, because you're growing in strength, because you're growing in likeness of your true ensemble, in other words, everything is more powerful. And so it comes forth as a symptom where, pay attention to me, look at me, because this is what you're saying, this is what you're dictating, this is what you're authorizing. So we kind of get the memo, we get the message. And so I just see us like, just imagine cleaning a smudge on your windshield or whatever it is. It's like a Windex, just wiping it clean. And it's like, oh, my apologies, my error in not understanding my glory and not understanding my emphasis with the light and not understanding that I'm not my polarized emphasis. In other words, I'm not separate from my I am presence. I'm not separate from source. I'm joining with. So if you just imagine like putting an ornament on a Christmas tree or hanging a basket on your branch outside, you know, you want to put, I don't know, whatever it is, you're just hanging something. So the idea of hooking on and to allow it to just be the most natural convenience you can imagine. So it's like, I decide, I prioritize, I consent, I evolve. So you're evolving beyond past trespass against self. We have to receive the fact that we self-endorsed, we agreed. You can call it the matrix, you can call it the ego, separation ideology, but if we don't understand that we're the ones that endorsed it, well, then we're always lost because the power is always going to be outside of ourselves. So as we will coincide with our light, coinciding with our light is realizing we've been playing small, we've been playing injured in a sense, separate from, lack, without. And so we're growing in scale. So you could just imagine music notes, someone playing the flute and they're just going up the scale, whatever. You can have it in motion. So it could be like a dancer, you know, twirling, a ballerina pirouetting. Anything where you feel the sliding scale. You can have someone playing keys on a keyboard. Anything where you're going across. I've got someone on a surfboard and they're surfing through the waves. So the waves being, notes of a reality. In other words, you're assuming higher consensus. You're assuming higher authority. You're assuming higher indicative. And so what we're allowing is our true connection with source. We're allowing ourselves to go abroad. We're allowing ourselves to pass our past tense, our past consensus. So this is where, just imagine your pants are busting, your house is busting, like you're busting at the seams. So anything where you're starting to unravel that small container, that limitation, and you're about to explode. So that explosion is light, it's effervescent. Just imagine like the bubbly coming out of a champagne glass, orbs, if you're used to seeing like orbs of light, anything where you're receiving those light codes and they become extraordinary. So extraordinary is you're no longer chained to your past conception of self. You're no longer chained to limitation. Extraordinary, so it's like liftoff status, embodiment with your true worth and value. So they're showing me the joy and stability. I think it's stability card, but it's definitely joy. And so anyone that knows that oracle card, it's just the brightest light you can imagine, because as we will self-endorse, as we will like just imagine like a surge of light, because we create, we manifest out of our consciousness. So as we will assume our highest reality, our highest authority. So what we're doing now is we're traveling in consciousness and we're agreeing with our future plan. So again, there's no future. It's actually our past plan. It's actually what our higher self has in mind, has in store for the rest of the term. In other words, our incarnation. So just imagine our life up to now is part one. And so it was a very limited, linear conceptualization. And now we're traveling beyond. Now we're stating our claim. Now we're resurrecting. So I've just got like these organs of fifth dimensional music playing, and we're allowing our true nature, our true consent. So as we will abide with our holy relevance, is our whole self. It's our glory, it's our God energy, it's our oneness with source. And so as we will retrieve our necessary requirement, in other words, we're no longer creating out of limitation, we're creating out of light, we're creating out of source consciousness. So this is where we skip a beat. In other words, we leave the old script, we leave that old form. And so what we now agree to, what we now play with, what we now resurrect, just imagine someone, a kid playing out of Legos, and suddenly they get this new advanced set that looks nothing like the old. They have like new dimensional coordinates, and now they're, you know, playing with their multidimensional self. So they're like various lifetimes going on in concert. So whatever draws you, whatever arrives in your imagination to coincide with that, because we're all getting symbols from our higher self. You may suddenly see yourself in Lyria. You may suddenly see your goddess essence. You may see your future mate. Whatever arrives, what you're doing is you're agreeing to your totality of care, meaning you're no longer subject to the old paradigm. And so we're drawing our new emphasis, we're drawing our new allowance. So just imagine like we're in this magic box, we're with Merlin, and we're playing for keeps. So each of us are holding Lycos of extraordinary nature. In other words, we all agreed to be part of the new grid. We all agreed to bring forth the new earth, and it comes through our own acceptance because we're creating, we're merging, we're allowing, we're attaining. So we want to let go. So now that we've expanded, now that we've received, we're letting go of our old commitments, our old attendance, because we've outgrown it. So this is where to have the new, we have to release the old. So all the attachments of what we used to consider to be relevant, to allow it to just be very loose, like whatever's supposed to stay will stay, whatever's no longer needed, because we're already accepting our new lifestyle, to allow it to come to fruition. So fruition is we're saying yes. And so when I'm saying that, I just have these ankhs residing in my higher heart, that it's like these keys are being offered to each of you. So just imagine this key of light that's opening up the vault, the chambers, that's permitting your true self full acceleration, full maturation, full acceptance, and to allow that, permit that to be heard. So it's being heard by our DNA, it's being heard and received. So again, God consciousness is in every cell, and it's from that magnetism that we call forth what we consider to be life, noun, subject, object, places, opportunities. So allow that to take hold, and with extreme prejudice. In other words, we agree. We agree. So this is where we have spontaneous remission. We have spontaneous return. We have spontaneous joining with. We suddenly get that phone call. It becomes much easier to walk away from something that's been hurting us. It could be a thought. It doesn't have to be a person, places, and things. It could just be a thought, a pattern, a habit pattern within self, where we've already let go or moving in. We're abiding with our light or abiding with our multidimensional convenience. So allow that to create a true assemblance. In other words, it just feels so good and we feel so ready, we're in complete attendance. So receive that on all levels. Receive self-endorsement. Self-endorsement is, I stand complete, I stand ready, I stand willing. So that willingness is to allow yourself to be seen, heard, committed. So for all of us that, you know, we've lost heads in guillotines, we've lost bodies tied to stakes, whatever it may be, it's like, that's a thing of the past. We stay ready. We stay ready for clear vision. So I just see like all this golden light, all this golden light. And I still have those keys, like just whatever it arrives. It could be a golden key, a key of light, but these keys have just been offered to open the vault of your heart, your higher self. Be truly committed to your advanced state. Receive in all levels of conduct. So receiving all levels of conduct, meaning whatever doesn't fit into our new sequencing, it's like it's either going to fall away and no longer be relevant, or it's going to stick out like a sore thumb that it's going to be so easy to see. Like, which of these things do not belong? From elect, whatever show that was, it's just going to be so apparent, easy to release, easy. Receive. So we really want to bring in that love of self. We really want to join with our sacred vision and allow ourselves permission to align with our higher heart, to align with our light, to align with our glory. Because it's that love of self beyond the mind, beyond the ego, that will bring forth that transformational attendance. So we're attending to our new reality. And so when I say attending, it's joining with, pledging. So that love of self, our true self. So for me, I just have like these Valentine hearts going everywhere. Like I approve, you know, like I approve of this message, whatever. It's like, I approve, I endorse, I permit, I allow. Because once we coincide with our loveliness, once we agree, once we step up, we this is how we shift timelines. We no longer need all of the exercises, all of the phenomena to help us agree. We can just step out into the light and agree. So this is where we're just dropping time. I've got one guide, like, go on the wild side, take a chance. Because that's what it feels like. It's like going into the unknown. I know what the past is. That's not working. I'm ready.